Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
You guys are a great crowd. I feel a little nauseous. I had a Hot Pocket for dinner. Anybody else have a Hot Pocket? Never really see that on a menu, you know? I will have a Caesar salad and the Hot Pocket. There's no waiter coming up to you. Well, let's see, today's specials, we have a sea bass, which is flambéed, and we have a Hot Pocket, which is cooked in a dirty microwave. That comes with a side of Metamucil. Is the Hot Pocket cold in the middle? It's frozen. I'll have the Hot Pocket. I buy Hot Pockets. I go in grocery stores. I'm like, yeah, I'll get these. I've never eaten a Hot Pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that.
Good morning, people. Happy Thursday and welcome to it. Got a good show lined up for you. Got Sal coming up in about 15 minutes to update us on the latest in the world of classic rock.
Sal!
Chick on the Street is heading to a strip club.
Yes.
Three of the dancers there are going to teach her pole dancing.
All my friends.
Carlos Santana at 10 minutes after 7 with his son. I think his son's got some new music. Todd's got sports at 5 after 8. A couple of fun things. The first one is, did I tap that? We can each tell a story. And we have to guess, did it wind up in banging or not?
Oh my gosh.
That's so great. Oh my gosh.
So a rousing round of, did I tap that? And then, hang on. So good. At 10 minutes till 8, I've got 7 songs from the 70s that made a huge statement. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you like them necessarily. One of them I absolutely can't stand. But these are 7 songs that accomplished something more than just being a hit record. All right. So it's going to be good. That's 10 minutes till 8. 7 songs from the 70s that changed things. Everybody remain where you are. Jackie's sitting in there doing nothing. Call her.
It's 888. Don't start bad-mouthing me already.
696-1003.
Don't call.
Do call. All right. Let's slice off some business. Get in here and crack. Oh, I almost said a dirty word. We're just going to start the show. I'll put it that
good,
way.
Good idea.
I said, ooh, ooh, you got me in the mood.
All right, business and back. This is Mark in the Morning.
And now...
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve. Presto!
Wrong hat.
I take a 7.5.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Hey, that looks like paper.
Hi, gang. I didn't get a chance to get on the other day, but I wanted to tell you about my job. I am a house manager for a pregnant women's homeless shelter. I work and live in the emergency house. I get the girls when they first walk in the door. I work 7 days a week from 4 p.m. till 8:30 a.m. It can be very challenging, but also very rewarding when you see all those little faces that could be born on the streets and they're safe and sound with us. I don't make much money, but when you see the women turn their lives around and get off the drugs and get jobs, that is my reward. Mm. I am a longtime listener since the first day Mark and Brian hit the airwaves. I have met Mark a few times. Once we had lunch on the set of America's Funniest Home Videos with 99 other listeners. I am so happy Mark is back, and I have a sticker on my car. I met Kotz at the Grove. She is a wonderful young woman and is going to be more famous than her father one day. Ooh. Thanks for the smiles you all put on my face every single day. Also, some tears, but happy ones. Love the whole crew. You're doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. Thanks for all you do, Wendy.
That's nice. Wendy sounds like she's got a lot of love in her heart.
Katie, I don't think you heard this, but your mother came in the show and she said something that made the promo. We each day pull something from the show and they use it to promote the program throughout the day. So here is your whorish mom.
Now, it's Mark in the Morning.
So I'm listening to Katie talking about her song and she starts crying. So I'm up there crying. So I pick up my phone and I send her three of the emoji faces that are blowing kisses. Mm-hmm. And I look down at my phone and I realize that I had just sent those to our builder.
Oh my God!
It's Mark in the Morning on 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Now, Dad, if you were listening, you can hear me in the background laughing and saying, Mom.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so I was there with you that day.
Gotcha. Duly noted, as Rita would say.
He passes in and out of...
He'll do it during movies.
Cogency.
We'll go and see a movie together, and then he'll say...
I saw this great movie the other day. It was just great. And lots of CGI.
I took you. I was sitting right with you there, Dad.
I live this every day.
I am in the mood for a tramp. Make it super. On the other side, we got us a Mike TV and Andy's capsule. Is it 10 minutes till the hour? Stick around. This is Super Tramp on Mark in the Morning.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV. You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, and this one is actually a Mike TV for Andy.
Oh, good.
Jimmy Fallon does this little bit where he plays the top of the charts, and then he plays the bottom of the charts. And making it in at number 98 on the bottom of the charts. Play it, Andy.
Now let's take a look at the songs at the bottom of the charts. At number 98, it is My Humps. Sung by Johnny Cash.
Really?
I didn't know he did a version of that.
I didn't know he did that.
No, I didn't think... Do we have a clip of that one? I'd love to hear the Johnny Cash doing My Humps.
What you gonna do with all that junk? All that junk inside your trunk? I'ma get you drunk. Get you drunk off my hump. My hump, my hump. My lovely little lumps.
All right, yeah, that's that. I didn't learn that.
Is that Rick Rubin? Or who?
I don't know who did that. It must have been Rick Rubin.
Love it.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash, the man in black. Here's my friend Andy Chanley.
Who knew Johnny could do hip-hop?
Who knew?
There's your Mike TV.
Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog.
A little behind the scenes for you. Every week on Thursday, about this time, we spend 5 minutes trying to connect to Sal's studio in New York. And we all have to sit through Andy doing this. Sal! Sal! Let's see if he's there. Sal?
Has he spoken to me? Yeah.
There we go.
There he is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I didn't get Andy's normal Sal.
Yeah, we just weren't connecting, but we're good now. Sal is joining us from the city of New York with the latest in classic rock news.
Okay, Los Angeles, you guys are the lucky ones this time. Usually we get some of these exclusive shows in New York, but L.A. will get to see Alice Cooper, Joe Perry, and Johnny Depp, backed by former Guns N' Roses members Duff McKagan and Matt Sorum, billing themselves as the Hollywood Vampires, which is the name of Alice's upcoming album. They are playing the Roxy September 16th and 17th there in West Hollywood. That's ahead of their appearance at the Rock in Rio Festival in Brazil on September 24th. And for those who are just hearing this for the first time, this Hollywood Vampires album that Cooper has put together, it is a tribute to the Hollywood Vampires drinking club that he was a member of in the early to mid-70s. Many of the members are now dead, including Jimi Hendrix, John Lennon, Harry Nilsson, Keith Moon, so on and so forth. But Alice has taken some of their songs, has covered them, as well as some other songs that were popular at the time. And that album will be out on September 11th. Okay, now, remember last week we talked about Keith Richards and him not liking the Sgt. Pepper album.
Uh-huh.
Well, A couple of folks dug up an interview that he did in 1969 with Rolling Stone magazine, in which he talked about some of the bands that were current at the time and his feelings regarding them. So I'll give you some of the highlights. Led Zeppelin, he says, I played their debut album quite a few times when I first got it, but then Robert Plant's voice started to get on my nerves. I don't know why, maybe he's a little too acrobatic, but Keith, of course, did say he liked Jimmy Page's guitar playing. Creedence Clearwater Revival, when I first heard them, I was knocked out, but I became bored with them very quickly. Seems to be a pattern here. I guess you shouldn't play these albums more than once. he said, after a few times, it started to annoy me. The band likes their music, but seeing them in concert, basically, he says, it was like they were just playing the records on stage and at a fairly low volume. But they just didn't seem to come alive by themselves. I think that they're essentially an accompanying band. When they were backing up Bob Dylan, for example, there was a couple of times when they did get off. And we started where he was talking about the Beatles. He says, I think the Beatles had passed their performing peak even before they were famous.
Wow.
They are a recording band. While our scene is the concerts and many of our records were roughly made on purpose, our sort of scene is to have a really good time with the audience. And, yeah, that was it. He also bashes the Bee Gees, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, well, and Blind Faith.
I will give him that. The Rolling Stones were built for the road. That's, yeah, that's for sure.
All right, and The Who. This is interesting. Pete Townsend, he says he does prefer to listen to his music on vinyl. In a recent interview, he says, it really is the only way I can listen for long periods to a whole opera or jazz concert or to long experimental pieces. The break after 17 to 25 minutes, which for those who are not familiar with vinyl means you have to get up and turn the record over to side two, he says, that's the perfect time for me to rest. So, good quality vinyl offers full range, perfect analog sound. The CD is a good medium, but rather harsh sounding. I believe the brain has to work a little harder to listen to digital music. That's just my pet theory. And New York City's favorite fat piano player, Billy Joel, is a father again. Jesus. This time at 66 years of age, his second child with his child bride, 33-year-old Alexis Roderick. She gave birth yesterday to Della Rose Joel, who is tipping the scales at 7 pounds, 6 ounces. Of course, Billy's first daughter, Alexa Ray, from his marriage to Christy Brinkley. She was born in 1985, which makes her 29 years of age.
Wow, good
so
for
get
the,
that.
The his bug-eyed daughter rocker.
His daughter is 29, his wife is 33.
Yeah, and his daughter is Alexa, and his wife is Alexis.
Yep.
He's got a thing for the Alex
I guess he
prefix.
Does. So there you have it. That's what's cooking in New York today.
Sal is an editor for Premier Radio News and Prep.
Janitor.
Sorry, and cook. And he joins us weekly. Sal, have a good. How's the weather in New York?
Oh, today is a very nice morning, but of course, you know, the humidity is coming this weekend here. Matter of fact, I'm going to be in North Carolina this weekend. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get over by you. I'll let you know if I do, but I heard the humidity is going to be pretty harsh this weekend.
Okay, it's perfectly fine if you don't get out here.
Fine, hey. Well, yeah, that's right. I'll see you next Friday. I have to take care of Linda for your anniversary. Looking forward to it.
Oh! Wow. Right. Oh, bang, zoom! See you at the premiere.
Yeah, I got those little emojis too, you know. Or whatever they're called.
Sal, the best to you, brother. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye, everybody.
All right, we got to slice off some business. Andy's capsule is just around the corner, and we apparently have a wife who wants to prank her husband. We're going to find out the full details about that and try to get that on the radio. Stick around. Business and back. This is Mark in the Morning. When I was a little girl, well, here's something I didn't know.
At Whole Foods Market, values matter.
The question is, how bad are things at Whole Foods? Their stock is down 30% this year. Mm. Last week, a Whole Foods shareholder filed a class action lawsuit against the company in federal court. The investor alleges that Whole Foods executives made false and misleading statements about its business operations and failed to disclose that it was overcharging customers in a timely fashion. The company was ridiculed last week after people noticed that a Whole Foods in Brentwood, California, was selling the aforementioned asparagus water, literally a bunch of asparagus stalks and a bottle of water, for $6 each. Whole Foods eventually pulled the asparagus water from its shelves and said that it was a mistake, but the damage was done. There is a lot of competition for cheaper organic food from the likes of Walmart, Costco, and Kroger.
And what is the advantage of asparagus water? What's the...
Well, I think hipsters like to say, you know, it exfoliates the inner part of your body. And
$6?
This is great. I saw a headline that said, Whole Foods stock has fallen below the price of 6 bottles of asparagus water.
Well, I've been in a Whole Foods maybe twice in my life, and it seemed together, but apparently they are systematically overcharging people for stuff that, you know.
Well, they're systematically draining my bank account because Laura spends $100 a day there.
You need to tell her what's going on.
She hasn't bought any asparagus water yet.
We need plenty of time for this wife that's going to try to prank her husband, so let's roll some Eric Clapton, and then we'll get Kelly on the phone. She can explain what she's doing, and then we'll have some hijinks, monkey shines, and shenanigans. Sally, lay down. This is Mark in the Morning.
It's not a thing.
Oh, God.
Mr. Clapton has done his share of drinking and drugging. I don't think he does it anymore.
I don't think
But I think he was more fun then. All right. Let's go to Kelly. She's trying to prank her husband. You're going for David Gilmour tickets, right, Kelly?
Yes, I am.
Kelly's calling from Anaheim. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Oh, okay. So are you hot?
My husband thinks so.
What does that mean?
Well,
look, Kelly, every morning you look in the mirror, you know whether you're hot or not. Are you hot?
I'm working on it.
I like that answer. It's
okay. All right. I guess we all are. Now, tell us exactly what it is you're going to try to do.
I'm going to tell my husband that I actually have been fired from my job, but I've been afraid to tell him, so I've been coming to Anaheim every day where I work and just goofing off and going to Knott's and, you know, just avoiding him.
And what makes this a kicker is that he's unemployed right now, right?
Yeah, he is.
Okay. And you're doing it for David Gilmour. Okay.
This would be
ahead.
Great. Because I think if we do this and then we can slow down the audio, we can pinpoint the exact moment his heart breaks. This would be fantastic.
All right, Jackie, let's go ahead and dial him up. We got to get his permission to go on the radio.
Okay.
Kelly, what do you do for a living?
I'm a library media technician at a junior high school.
The hell does that mean?
That means I run a junior high library under the supervision of a district librarian.
So, okay, do you like it?
I love it. It's my dream job.
What about working with all those stupid kids?
Hi, good morning. May I speak to Chris? Hi, Chris. My name is Jackie, and I'm calling from 100.3 The Sound's Mark in the Morning show. Hi. Oh, you actually know who Mark Thompson is? Oh. Oh, cool. Okay. Actually,
hurry up.
Mark wants to talk to you.
Hold on,
Mark. Mark would like to talk to you on air. Is that okay? Okay. Okay. Hang on just a second. Okay.
Little snippy.
Engage both for me, Jackie. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
How are you?
Waking up. How about you?
Okay. Did we wake you up?
Oh no. I try to get up early. I've got a big month. I'm practicing for my first gig ever.
Okay. Listen, Chris, I've got your wife on the phone, and she's going to tell you something that's been bothering her, and I want you to just keep it together, and then we'll talk it through, okay?
Oh, okay.
Kelly, go ahead.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, hon.
I'm sorry to have to do it this way, but I'm not very confrontational. I wanted to tell you, remember that day I had to bring Christopher to work with me?
Yeah.
I actually did get fired for it. I've been really afraid to tell you, so I actually have been driving up here every day and using our season passes to Knott's and just kind of being here all day and then driving home at my normal time because I've really been afraid to tell you.
You're kidding me, right?
No, I'm sorry, sweetheart.
Oh, man.
And, Chris, you're unemployed right now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've been having some back issues, and I've been actually, like, laying out on the floor every morning trying to get good enough to where I could play bass later in the day.
I'm so sorry. I've been looking, trying, but I'm sorry.
I so wish I would have taken him that day instead of you then.
Well, look, there's other jobs, and I'm sure that she'll be able to get one, and maybe something will change for you. You know, you got a little money set aside?
No.
Mark, maybe...
No, we've been running on red for months now.
Maybe we can get in the booty box, and maybe...
Yeah, I mean, you know, you obviously have a lot of time on your hands.
Are you guys hiring for a music expert by any chance?
Oh, we have Christian Hand. We're good there.
Yeah.
Kelly's got one other thing to tell you.
Chris?
Yeah?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, you...
I'm sorry. You've been wanting to go to David Gilmour, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to win you tickets.
Oh.
I love you.
Oh, she didn't win them, but we enjoyed the prank.
Oh.
I'm kidding. You and your wife are going to go see David Gilmour in a frickin' year.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I saw Pink Floyd on the Division Bell Tour years ago, and I've been just so lamenting the fact that they haven't toured again because I so want to take her and my kiddo.
Well, Chris, my question to you is, you've been married to Kelly how long?
Oh, it's going to be 3 years this October.
Five. Oh, that's just enough time for the marriage to suck. Are you guys still having...
We've been together almost 12 years.
Oh, it's beyond over. So do you guys still have sex face-to-face?
Oh, yeah.
You know, my father does listen to the show.
What, you think your father doesn't know you have sex with your husband?
And you think your father doesn't know Mark's an ass?
Mark,
well, Chris,
he does know him.
Mark, yes, Jackie.
We need to give out the B-52 tickets before we can give out the David Gilmour, so...
Oh, you're going to see the B-52s.
Just kidding.
Oh. All right, well, listen, Kelly, the best with your back. Chris, or Kelly obviously loves you because she pranked you on the radio just to win you some tickets. So make sure you take care of her the right way.
You got it. Thank you.
Chris, enjoy the show. Kelly, thank you for listening and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Mark.
We'll talk
Thank
to you,
you
soon.
Mark. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome.
Thank you, guys. See you soon. All right, we'll slice off some business. Andy's
You're
capsule.
Going to hell, you know that.
Of course, and Linda's right. Driving the car.
You look like punching your know. Ticket, yep.
So we do have a couple of cool things. Later on this morning, we'll have a rousing round of Did I Tap That? We're each going to tell a story. We're each going to tell a story, and we have to guess, did you actually tap it or no? So that, and then at 10 minutes till 7 or 8, we've got the 7 songs from the 70s that changed things. That's coming up. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. Oh, once again, before they sold out, this is Grand Funk. Everybody sit back, relax, and enjoy, because you are on the road.
Aimless lady.
All right, let's quit screwing around. Let's go to Jeff on line one. He's calling from Santa Maria. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
Good. What do you want?
Well, I'm trying to win David Gilmour tickets for my wife.
Good luck.
Here's the situation. She tried to buy them when they went on sale. Of course, radio stations like you guys got them all. Mm-hmm. In about a millisecond, so they sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So she wanted to surprise me with those. She's pregnant with our first child, due in November, and the concert's right around her birthday. And I would love to go wake her up right now and tell her that Mark Thompson, the great, the one and only, was kind enough to give us David Gilmour tickets.
Hang on, Jeff. Good Lord.
See what you started?
Jeff. Do you have a job?
Yes, I work for the Postal Service.
Sorry about that. I will give you the tickets for $100.
For $100?
Yep.
I can do that.
200.
200? Are you kidding?
No. If you're dumb enough to pay me 200 bucks, I'll give you the tickets. No, I'm kidding. Jesus. I'm going to kill all of you. So what? You're going to go in there and wake up your stupid wife, and she's going to act all surprised, and then I'm... Is she actually asleep?
She is asleep.
How pregnant is she?
She's in her third trimester.
Can I make fun of her?
Sure.
Hey, Jackie, how many tickets do we have to David Gilmour?
How about this? She has to name the child after you.
Oh, we'll name the... we're expecting the girl, but we'll still name her Mark.
Marcia.
Okay.
All right. David, what is it, Jackie?
Two.
What?
Two.
We only have two tickets left?
We only have two.
That's it?
Yeah.
Jeff, if this sucks, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, okay.
So now listen to me.
Let me put you on speakerphone. I'll go wake her up.
Okay. And give me some play-by-play. Let me know where you are. You're walking in the room.
I'm into the bedroom right now.
Nice play-by-play.
Elizabeth? Hi. I got Mark on the phone. He wants to make fun of you.
Oh, okay.
Mark, you're on.
What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. How pregnant are you, Elizabeth?
I'm 28 weeks.
28 weeks.
Yeah.
Is your baby Jeff's child?
Oh, that's mean.
Do you have any other kids?
Nope, that's it.
And what time did you go to bed last night?
That's actually a really good question. It took me a long time to fall asleep last night because Jeff was snoring really badly.
Yeah, that happens. Yep. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Are you hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, she got a good rack.
Nice. What are you wearing right now? What are you sleeping?
It's like a sleep shirt.
Okay. Is that it? Nothing else?
No, no, my underwear.
All right, stand up. Get out of bed.
Stand up.
She's heavy with child.
Takes her a minute here.
I wasn't calling you heavy. I hope you don't. I know how women can get.
It's best
pregnant.
You just shut up, Andy.
All right. I'll be over here.
Elizabeth, are you standing up?
Yes, I am.
Take all your clothes off.
Okay.
Are you doing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, this is your lucky day, Jeff.
Yeah.
Let me know when all the clothes are off.
Okay, there goes the underwear and there goes the top.
Okay, now get back in bed.
Okay.
Jeff, your husband, called this morning to beg for David Gilmour tickets.
Oh my God, really?
He ain't got them yet.
Oh, okay.
Now, which one of you likes Pink Floyd, David Gilmour? Is it both of you or just Eric?
We both do, but I really love David Gilmour.
She has sexual fantasies about him.
I do. Oh,
really? Really?
Yeah.
You're about to have a chance to work some of that out. So Elizabeth, I am going, because Jeff told us that you're going to be right around the David Gilmour show is your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going to earn those tickets.
Okay.
I'm giving them to you, but I would like for you to take care of your husband in the biblical sense. And I want you to do
I can do that.
Yeah, I want you to do it right now. Not with us on the right, but
as soon
as we hang
and,
up.
And while you do it, will you please call Jeff David?
Oh, that's great!
I can definitely do that, yeah.
Yeah, do a lot. I can tell you're a bit of a whore, and you probably like to talk slutty. So do a lot of dirty talk and call him David the whole time, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to put you... Listen, Jeff, just hang up. Jackie will call you back in about... probably 60 seconds, that's about as long as it'll take.
Okay.
And then she'll give you the ticket. So thank you guys for calling. I had a lot of fun. Elizabeth, thank you for letting me play with you. Did you actually take your clothes off?
Yes. I really did. Yeah, I did it for you, Mark. I'll do anything for you.
Mm. Wow. Took a turn.
Heavens. Yeah.
Well, listen, enjoy. Happy birthday. The show is in about a year. So you'll be, as you're sitting there, think of all of us because it is because of us that you are going to go see David Gilmour.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Eric, Jeff, be sure to call me back later and thank me.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. Okay. We'll see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, guys. These 2 feet are about to jump into Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Yep. She's open for Thursday, August the 13th, 2015. I got a quiz. More on the fallout from John Lennon's Bigger Than Jesus comment, which is exploding this week in 1966, right? This is the day that folks actually start burning Beatles albums. Now, what do they call these fires, these protest fires? Are they Beatles bonfires, Fab Four fires, invasion immolations, Liverpudlian pyres, or shame flames? Take a guess, and the answer will be given to you soon. Climb aboard the Wayback Machine, friends. Today, in 1938, the 27 Club opens. And no, it's not a fun new nightclub in Silver Lake. This is actually a sad thing. It's a club of brilliant young musicians who mysteriously die at the age of 27. Robert Johnson is the first one.
I went to the crossroads.
King of the Delta blues singers died on this day of strychnine poisoning, possibly from a jealous girlfriend. Eric Clapton calls him the most important blues singer that ever lived, and he should know. Here he is doing him with Cream. You know, Robert, oh man, he was the part of the engine behind Led Zeppelin as well. Jim, Jimmy, Janice, Kurt, they'd all end up being inducted into the 27 Club in their own time as well. Today in 1969, the Guess Who record American Woman in Chicago. Now, they'd improvised this song in a stage jam earlier in Canada, but they put it on tape today in the Windy City, and it ends up being their first number one. You know, Randy Bachman was in the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive. And this is the day in 1977 the BTO calls it quits. They do get back together in 1983. They stick it out until around 2005. And you know, I've mentioned this before. My first rock interview was of Tim Bachman for my college newspaper when BTO rolled through in 1988. I remember he spit out a chunk of baked potato on my forearm while he was talking to me. And I took it and I flicked it off and kept going. That, my friends, is trenchant reporting. Finally, today in 1984, masked men break into Todd Rundgren's Woodstock home. And while he, his girlfriend, and three house guests are bound and gagged, Todd swears that he hears one of the robbers humming.
When you gaze up at me.
His brilliant Something Anything album from, what, 1972, 1973? So, what do the Beatles fires called? What are they called, those protest fires where they burn their albums? Is it Beatles bonfires, Fab Four fires, invasion immolations, Liverpudlian pyres, or shame flames? Mark?
I'm going to go just the top one, the Beatles bonfires.
Liverpudlian, whatever you said.
I made that crap up. Mark's right. Beatles bonfires is an... Hey, they can't all be brain teasers, can they? A radio station, KLUE. In Longview, Texas, stages the first one 49 years ago today, inviting ex-fans down to roast their vinyl in simulated outrage. Now, let me ask you this. If God's watching, do you think he's happy with KLUE's vigilance? The very next morning, lightning strikes the broadcast tower, cooks most of their equipment, takes them off the air, and sends their news director to the hospital. God likes the Beatles, too. And we like them to play us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule. You are listening to Mark in the Morning.
Rock and roll has got to go. And go it does at KWK. We're all through playing rock and roll records. This week is record-breaking week here at KWK. And after this week, no more rock and roll will be played on the air. Why do you say? Well, it's a very simple reason. 17 years ago, a system was formed here at KWK, a policy of polling the record shops to decide which records were the most sold, therefore which ones should be played the most on the air. 17 years ago, the system was great. 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, it was a good system. But in the past few months, we've begun to believe that it's becoming antiquated. And so, no more polling the record shops, no more rock and roll.
It's become antiquated in the last few years.
Traffic on the I-75 north of Tampa, Florida came to a stop yesterday because the road was covered in Budweiser. The driver of a Budweiser truck, Malcolm Wilcox, says he was distracted by his small dog that was riding shotgun and he lost control of his truck, which then flipped on its side and dumped thousands of cans of beer all over the road.
Was it Spuds?
Luckily, neither he nor the dog were injured. We're not quite sure about the beer. All bad. Never
good.
Good
news. Anytime a beer is spilled, it's never
bad news.
Never good news.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
NBC has officially lifted its six-month suspension of Brian Williams, thus freeing him up to return to television. He is moving over to MSNBC, where he will be handling breaking news. He is expected to start there next month. Now, why are they not going to just sever ties with him?
He may have guaranteed money, for one, and lots of it. I don't know what his contract situation is, but I don't know. They probably might end up looking like the bad guy if they do that as well, because people really did like him. He screwed up, but people really did like Brian Williams. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Has he not lost all credibility, though? And don't you have to have that to be a network anchor?
He's been heraldoed. Yeah. I mean, it's worse than if you would open up Capone's, vault and found absolutely nothing and be pantsed on primetime TV. Yeah. He got caught in lies. And so hard news, it's going to be hard to put him in a position to cover that kind of stuff.
Well, we're going to rock the dump because I got to stay on time. In 3 minutes, we're going to speak with Carlos Santana and his son. So let's rock it with Brian Adams. This is Run to You on Mark in the Morning. We are now joined by the great Carlos Santana and his son Salvador. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Andy.
How's it going?
Hey, guys.
Oh, good.
So before we get into Carlos, let's talk about Salvador because he has some new music and opening for his dad on tour this summer. Tell us a little bit about what this record's going to be, Salvador.
Sure. The record is called Fantasy Reality. It is my fourth album, but my second full-length record that I've put out. It's basically an album inspired by the idea to manifest your dreams and turn them into a reality. Mm. And I'm basically promoting as much consciousness into the music and into my messages as much as possible. So,
I like the premise. I'm a big believer in what you just talked about. And I say that regularly on this program. Carlos, we of course, Sal Cerencioni is a friend of ours, and he mentioned Santana 4. What is the status of that?
We finished it. It just needs to be mixed. Greg Raleigh, Neil Sean, Michael Carabello, Michael Shreves. We finished the album. We're going to mix it in September because Greg right now is still out with Ringo and Neil with Journey, and I'm with my son. But we're going to get together in September and actually mix it and put it all together. And hopefully we'll be out by the fall or spring.
How exciting is that? Are you pleased with it?
I'm very, very grateful, you know, because there's so much energy and it's very vibrant. And coincidentally, about 3 nights ago, I just got back from Europe. And so I had a serious jet lag. I'm up and I'm watching this. 2 o'clock in the morning, they show Woodstock, and I hadn't seen it in a long time. And I was like, oh, dang, it's a lot of energy, you know? And so it made me feel very, very grateful that we're still here with so much energy. And that's something to really celebrate, you know, to be vibrant lucid, and with a whole lot of zest.
Carlos, you have been playing music successfully for so very long. And Salvador, you should listen to this answer because you're going to need this. What in your opinion, why is it that you are still so vibrant after, what is it, 40 years?
50.
God. So what do you have a system?
Yes. The system is that I stay focused on curious innocence, you know, and thirst for adventure. So the energy for me is like a surfer. You know, you don't wait for the wave. You are the wave, you know. You bring it with you. So ever since I started in Tijuana, I learned from my father that everyone is thirsty for righteousness. You know, is people got to have certain things. They just got to have certain things. And for me, it's a joy to be in your program because you are transmitting. You know, we're in the, I guess, the way of life or business, whatever you want to call it, transmitting a frequency of uplifting, giving people courage. And like Bob Marley says, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. You know, mental slavery is the concept that you're a wretched sinner, you're a victim, and that you're not worthy of God's grace. That's what our music is about, to liberate you from that BS that it's a sign and design to make you fail. You know, we promote the frequency of you're significant, you're meaningful, and you can make a difference in the world. Soar.
Salvador, did you learn anything from that?
I learned everything I needed.
It freaks me out that they sound exactly the same.
I know it.
He just sounds like a younger version of him. Let me ask this. Carlos, when you were in Salvador's shoes, when you were watching yourself on the stage at Woodstock, did you have any idea that you'd be able to keep making music decades later? Or was it kind of, hey, we're just going to ride this juggernaut as long as it goes?
I think it was both. You know, I didn't even know that they were videotaping it or recording it with cameras and stuff. I was so high on LSD and weed next to Jerry Garcia. I had no idea until Jimi Hendrix's lady, Devin Wilson, she says, hey, what are you doing? I go, she goes, go upstairs, take a shower. I want to take you to the movies. Jimi Hendrix just left an hour ago to go to Maui. And you know, that's Jimi Hendrix was his boyfriend. So he says, I want to take you to the movie. He says, what movie? He says, Woodstock. I go, Woodstock? He goes, yeah, didn't you know they made a movie about Woodstock? I go, no, you know. So I want to see the movie, like, oh, dang, you know. And so I see this, I'm seeing myself making this, the ugliest faces that ever be made other than Stevie Ray Vaughan, you know, because you got to make some ugly faces to make the most beautiful notes, you know. So I'm watching Santana, Sly Stone, and Jimi Hendrix, and I'm going, dang, that's a whole lot of energy.
Well, the new record, Salvador, give us the name of the record again, and when is it out, or is it out now?
Yeah, sure. It's called Fantasy Reality, and it officially comes out next week, August 21st, and the single is out right now, Fantasy Reality, as well as the music video, the official one, that's out as well. You can check it all out on SalvadorSantana.com, and the record will also be available on iTunes next week.
Plus, we've got Santana 4 just around the corner. Carlos and Salvador will be touring together this fall. And Carlos has a book out in the fall. Carlos, Salvador, thank you so much for the time. Have a great year and keep rocking.
Right on.
Keep soaring.
Thanks, guys. Take it
easy.
Talk
to you soon.
Thanks. You feel my rhythm.
That was funny.
Two cool dudes.
That was fun.
Hey, when those albums come out, they happen to be in town. They should stop by and bring guitars.
Quarterback it. Boy, how hot would that be?
Oh, God, wouldn't that be great?
All right, we got to slice off some business. Coming up, we're going to play a rousing round of Did I Tap That? And at 10 minutes till 8, 7 songs from the 70s that changed everything. Stay where you are. It's all coming up. This is Mark in the Morning.
You've got mail.
Here's nuts. An Arkansas woman ended a 17-year feud recently when she received a money order for $200 in the mail. Barbara Frazier received the funds last week and wondered what it was for. Then she noticed that the envelope was postmarked 1998. An acquaintance who owed her the money back then said he had sent it, but when it never arrived, she concluded that he was lying. Turns out the check really was in the mail, but it took 2 decades to get to her. Best part of the story, when Frazier got in touch to tell the sender she'd received the money, he responded, "I told you so." 20 years, something can float for 20 years.
It's a long time. Can I make a confession?
Please.
I wasn't listening to any of that. I was looking at Periscope.
That's what Andy's talking about is this. Chick on the Street is down at Bear Elegance. Three of their dancers have been kind enough to come in at 7 o'clock in the morning and teach Katie how to pole dance. On the other side of Led Zeppelin, we're going to be speaking with one of them, Daisy. So if you want a Periscope, it is Katie. It's Little Baby Kate's. That's the Periscope.
Yeah.
And you can watch Katie learn how to pole dance. So stick around. This is Mark in the Morning.
Playing Dancing Days. It's cute. It's cute.
When this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down. Hey, what a treat to meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Well, Katie is going to learn to pole dance this morning. She is down at Bear Elegance, formerly the Oddball Cabaret, and we check in with her right now. Katie, how you doing?
I am good. I am sitting here with Daisy, and I am sitting in a room with a bunch of beautiful women. She put on some heels, and then she goes, "Oh, you haven't even seen my 10-inchers." So, I mean, I'm having so much fun, and I've already been swinging around on some poles.
You haven't
so
seen
I'm
my 10-inchers either, so.
Oh, Andy.
Well, Daisy, thank you so much for getting up so early. I know that you ladies worked late in the night, and 7 o'clock is pretty early. One of the main things, I really have not been in very many strip clubs, but the one thing that I'm always moved by is how great a shape you guys are in. How do you stay in such good shape?
Honestly, I work out like every day, but I eat a lot of food. That's why. You know, so we burn a lot of cardio. We work out constantly, like on the pole, spinning around all day.
Now, do you lift weights? Do you do a bunch of cardio? What is the main thing you do?
She lifts her body up. Yeah. Powerlifting. I lift weights, a lot of weights.
Because you on this pole, you sometimes, I mean, you slide down the pole upside down with your leg wrapped around the thing, right?
Yes.
That's nuts.
I want to learn that.
Have you ever fallen?
No, I'm pretty strong. And you have to have like a spotter if you like want to learn a new trick.
Well, now how many nights a week do you work, Daisy?
6 days a week.
Oh, wow.
I should say.
Wow.
And what is the average shift length for you?
6 to 12 hours.
Jesus.
Yeah. I work a lot. I'm a workaholic.
Now, I read once where some, in fact, it happens quite a bit. Girls that are attending college get into strip club dancing because the money is so great they can pay for their college tuition.
Yes, I'm taking physical therapy. I still have another 3 years.
You're studying to be a physical therapist?
Yes.
Wow, that makes me want to twist an ankle. there are over 600 people. There were almost 700 people on this Periscope.
Now, by the way, you can Periscope at Little Baby Kate's. You can see Daisy and you can watch Katie learn to dance here in about 15 minutes. Daisy, one more thing. How did you get into dancing in strip clubs?
I just needed money really bad to pay for school. I started probably like 7 years ago.
So then you're probably so good. I'm so screwed on this.
All of us are really good at dancing. Every single one
well,
of us.
Well, we look forward to it. So in about 15 minutes, Daisy and the other two girls are going to show Katie how to dance on this pole. They are down at Bear Elegance, formerly the Oddball Cabaret, and we'll all get a chance to watch it. Daisy, thank you for talking with us this morning, and thank you again for allowing us to come down.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. Talk to you soon.
This is a great day of work.
I've been trying to talk to Andy, and he doesn't hear me because he's staring at his phone watching Periscope where Katie is.
Is Daisy actually on her birth certificate?
Is it? No, it's not.
Okay. Just check it. I had a hunch, but I just wanted to confirm.
And coming up in about 20 minutes, we give you seven songs that mattered from the 70s. So remain where you are. We'll do business and get back. This is Mark in the Morning. Well, here's what's funny. We were Periscoping that while I spoke with Daisy. We had almost 1,000 people watching Periscope because we were in the dressing room of a strip club, Bare Elegance.
It was fascinating. You know, not from a you know, lascivious viewpoint. I was looking at it just from the documentary value of seeing behind the scenes.
Right, of course. And Danny, of course, is down there. I think his pants are going to blow off his body. This guy. So I'm telling you this because in 4 minutes, we're going to Periscope again from Bare Elegance, and Katie is going to learn pole dancing from three very hot dancers who work at Bare Elegance. Right now, we're going to rock it with Three Dog Night, and then Katie is going to be on a stripper pole from Bare Elegance. Stay where you are. Here's Three Dog from Mark in the Morning.
Randy Newman double shot.
Oh, yeah. Katie is down at Bare Elegance, and she is going to learn how to dance on a stripper pole. Now, we've got Periscope going. There is 431. It's climbing so quickly you can't even keep up with it.
It's crazy.
But it's little baby Kate's. You can watch the thing Periscope. Katie, how you doing?
I'm good. My hands are a little sweaty, but I'm good.
Okay. So Daisy and the other girls are going to teach you how to dance on a pole. Good luck.
Thank you.
Take off your headphones. So yes, be sure and give us good play-by-play.
Okay, I will. You should just put the box down.
I keep losing connection on Periscope.
No. Okay. By the way, 8532 Sepulveda Boulevard, North Hills, California, is where you can find Bare Elegance or BareElegance.com.
Well done, Andy.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me what you do.
Okay, so show me what you can do. You say you know how to do the hooking your leg around, spinning around.
I'm now hooking my leg around thy pole, and I swing. Oh, I'm swinging! I'm falling! I'm dizzy! I'm on the floor!
643 people are watching this.
I know, and the connection's frozen.
So what should I... What did I do wrong, and what can I do to improve it?
Okay, so when I'm on the stage, I like to make my body look as long as possible. So basically, the trick you just did, this is my version of it. So like when I hold onto the pole like that, this is what I do. So
you're doing pretty good.
You're like way higher. Uh-huh.
Katie
you're
swinging like on the higher. Pole. She's doing really good.
Legs way and out. Oh, stiletto out. Watch the face.
Let's see her dance.
Work.
Ooh, getty girl.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little speechless because this isn't what it looks like when I do it. Okay, but now I'm going to try it again, and I'm going to put my leg higher. Okay.
Okay, great, but let one of them get on the pole.
Put my leg out.
Oh, she's doing it.
I can let go.
And so slowly,
let me try to do that.
Look at that. How does she keep going
like
that?
Put my leg higher and put my arm out. Here we go. All right.
This is great. She's
Linda, oh my.
For everyone at home, the demonstrating dancer.
Where does the other leg go?
It goes up the pole. Yeah, so what you're going to do is...
If you just joined us, Katie is down at Bare Elegance. It's a strip club. Three of their best dancers are showing
Katie. My ankle is going to hook behind my knee.
How to dance.
That's what I'm told. Okay. And... Wait.
Now Katie's getting on the pole. She's learning that same move.
Oh, it goes out straight like that.
One leg is wrapped around the pole, and they spin in a circle.
Wow, look at her.
Hey, look at that.
She's doing a good job.
She's doing it.
Okay.
Nice, Katie.
Okay.
We have 1,000 people on Periscope.
It's ridiculous.
It's little baby Kate's.
I see.
She's doing it.
Yes.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Danny, you have the headphones on?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Tell Katie we'll check back with her at about 20 minutes after 8 for the next round.
Whoa.
A little dizzy. Katie, you did great.
What do you want me to do now?
You did
great. Well, we're gonna come back to you at 20 minutes after 8. But hey, you did really well on that.
Yeah, that was fantastic. You have time to learn a move. Maybe they can teach you something cool that you can demonstrate coming up here in the next hour, like in a half hour.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, yeah.
Listen, you did so well. I think that maybe we should spend a little time with the other girls on the pole some too.
Okay.
Giving you great instruction.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes.
Your father is perving on the other ladies.
Oh.
He wants the girls to dance.
Oh, I see.
Not his baby girl.
It's chick on the pole, so I don't know what you want.
He appreciates your athletic ability, Katie, but he can't perv on you. He needs them to do it.
Oh, yeah. You did so well there. I think.
Okay. Could one of you do some crazy move that I would never be able to do for us right now?
Oh, there we go.
Well over 1,000 views. Right.
You guys might want to stand. All
right, we're moving now. She says we have to stand elsewhere because this move is so intense.
It's gonna put an eye out. Yeah.
Okay.
There's two of them up there by the pole. Katie, I can't see. Back up.
I know. I backed up.
Careful.
Okay. Can you see it, Dad?
Yes.
This is Daisy and Eve at Bear Elegance in North Hills.
Have
Stop
them do
moving.
It,
Katie.
And Sierra.
Oh, and Sierra.
Who's doing the camera?
Me.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I mean, what are those?
That's stunning.
Stilettos?
Oh my.
Oh my goodness.
I lost Periscope.
Oh my goodness.
There are over 1,200 viewers right now.
Okay, she could be in the Olympics.
You are in like the splits. Oh, wow. Yes.
Look at that.
Oh my.
Holy cow.
Gymnastics on a pole.
Oh my goodness. I'm sweating.
Oh my God.
She's in a straight line. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Who's that?
This is incredible.
That's great.
This is incredible.
Oh my
God! Isn't technology fantastic?
Oh my gosh! That landing was great. Thank you, thank you.
Wow.
Okay, and now here's me trying to do that. Ready?
Give me the mic.
Someone just commented, "Best Periscope ever."
Katie is at Bear Elegance. The ladies are showing her how to dance on a stripper pole.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Katie, are you going to have them teach you something?
Yeah, wow. I'm not.
Wow.
Dad, I don't think that this profession is for me.
Well.
I don't think that I would make the tips. I think that they would be tipping me to leave.
Well, you've got to understand, these girls are in fantastic shape and they do this every single night. Katie, we're going to check back in with you at 20 minutes after 8, okay?
Alrighty, I'm going to work on my pole moves. You know, honestly, that's something I never thought I'd say to you, and definitely not on the radio. But that being said, this is Chick on the Street, checking out for right now.
All right, we'll see you, Katie.
Oh, my God. This is the greatest job ever.
It is pretty nice, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Oh.
There's still 1,300 viewers on Periscope checking on this.
Now I got to do a stupid, boring 7-song list from the 70s. I'm not going to top that crap. Good Lord. Okay.
Oh, heavens.
Whether or not, is everybody calmed enough to watch, listen to this?
I guess. I'll turn my phone over.
The 7 songs from the 70s that mattered.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Little Marvin.
Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Marvin Gaye held up a mirror to the confusion in the social and cultural landscape of that decade by asking a simple yet profound question.
You know.
You have to agree with that.
Oh, it's Such a tremendous song. And Berry Gordy didn't want to release it. He said, oh, it's too political. I don't want to release that. Oh, yeah. God. Could you imagine not letting the world have this?
These are seven songs that mattered from the 70s and why they mattered. I didn't say you'd have to like it.
Woof.
Women's Lib gets an anthem. Helen Reddy's I Am Woman from 1971 with the quote, I am strong, I am invincible, I am woman. The efforts of Gloria Steinem and the Women's Lib movement spanned decades, but the fight for the ERA and the congressional hearings of the 70s brought feminism to the mainstream. It soon became the unofficial anthem of that movement.
I wish we had a better anthem than that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Man, the Clash was something special. They really were.
The frustration of a generation rings out. The Clash's London's Calling.
London calling through the faraway town.
The ice age is coming, the sun zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is growing thin. Years of massive inflation and rising unemployment followed by trade union strikes that left London in dysfunction and disrepair. London Calling is a response to the bedlam, a declaration of outrage from disaffected but not disengaged youth.
The ice age is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, cause London is drowning and I live by the river.
I met her in a club down in North Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola.
Gender-bending pop, The Kinks' Lola from 1970. Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed-up, muddled-up, shook-up world. The sexual and gay rights revolution of the 60s gave rise to more fluid gender roles in the decade that followed. David Bowie sang, She's Not Sure If You're a Boy or a Girl on his 1974 single Rebel Rebel. Elton John came out as a bisexual in 1976. The Kinks' story of a naive runaway and the presumably transgendered Lola is nonchalant and lighthearted. It doesn't seem intended to make a political statement, but its open, casual approach to sexuality and identity would have seemed unthinkable just a decade before.
I was prepared to crap all over this list, but so far, I really like it.
Yeah. And look, I've liked many of these songs, but I was unaware that they really made a change in society.
They held up a mirror to society, and that's what good art does, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah.
And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet.
Hip hop hits the mainstream with the Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight from 1979. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. The 70s were tough on cities. Unemployment and recession decimated communities. Crime and pollution were on the rise. That's the picture of inner city life most Americans saw on the 6 o'clock news. On the streets, there was a very different story to tell. A story of vitality and joy. That tale got its 14 minutes and 45 seconds turn the mic on the release of Rapper's Delight. The Sugar Hill Gang, Wonder Mike Wright, Henry Big Bank Hank Jackson and Guy Master G O'Brien didn't know each other before recording. They were brought together for a collaboration meant to save the Sugar Hill Recording Studio from bankruptcy. The result was hip-hop's first crossover success and the solidification of a cultural phenomenon on vinyl.
Do you hear Chic in the background?
Good oh, sure. Time.
What you gonna do today?
Say what?
Girl gonna get some spank and drive off in a
F.O.J.
Everybody go
hotel, motel,
Holiday Inn.
See if your girl starts acting up.
Then you take a friend.
I'm Master G.
He just joined us. This is a list of seven songs from the 70s that changed everything.
I said a M-A-S-A-T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well,
oh, okay.
...1977, the disco queen and the techno scene. Donna Summer's I Feel Love. Donna Summer's proto-techno collaboration with producer Giorgio Moroder is a futuristic vision. Before the two got together, there was electronic music and there was disco. I Feel Love combined the two and created the first disco hit with an entirely synthetic sound. The song swept the clubs and was dubbed by musician Brian Eno, a Bowie collaborator and innovator his own right, as the sound of the future. As Mark Coleman wrote for CNN at the time of Summer's death in 2012, quote, perhaps this is the moment when the machines began to take over the music business. To this day, I Feel Love is frequently sampled, and many credit Moroder and Summer as a major influence on techno and electronic dance music.
I love David Bowie.
Yeah, David Bowie's great.
Did I say that. Bowie?
Yeah.
This list was good until about right now.
Shut up.
Now, look,
if you're going to take all the others, you've got to accept this for what it is.
There's a reason,
I just explained it.
There's a reason why there was a baseball game that declared disco dead. It was a mistake.
Hey, you know, disco has its place. Even the Rolling Stones and ELO made disco songs.
Yeah.
And that was the
Eagles.
End.
The Eagles made
and
a disco song.
How long did it take the Stones to recover from that?
They've done quite nicely for themselves.
But it took them about 6 years to redeem themselves.
Yeah.
Let's let Mikey soak some of this in.
Yeah.
My ears are literally bleeding. I need a tissue.
Mikey, you know you want to dance to this.
Not really.
Move your body. Move
I'm
your
moving,
ass.
I'm moving, but because it's
move
nervous
it.
Energy, because I just...
I said move it.
This is making me uncomfortable.
A couple tequila shots, you'll be into it.
Yeah, probably.
Folk music goes green with Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi. They paved paradise and put up a parking lot. Environmental catastrophes of the 60s brought a new awareness to the issue in the 70s. Joni Mitchell's Big Yellow Taxi brings a pop sensibility to the issue, comparing lost love to the destruction of paradise after a visit to Hawaii.
I love this song. Every bit of it, except for at the very end when she fake laughs. That makes me want to flay my skin open.
You don't know what you've got till it's gone. They pay paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on the apples, or leave me the birds and the bees.
Let's do this one for Mikey. This is Michael Jackson and who, Mikey?
I like Michael Jackson. I don't know who this is with yet.
You're kidding me.
Come on.
You don't know. Okay, just listen.
Yeah, come on, baby.
Who was that?
That's Keith. All right, Mick, yeah.
Look, compared to the collaboration of Michael and Paul McCartney with that crap they put out.
Say,
oh, what God.
The video
the girl is
worse.
Mine. Complete garbage. This was actually pretty good. You dig
it to be good. Yeah, I dig this. There's nothing wrong with this. Could rock.
Listen. She looks so great. Every time I see the face, you put me in a state.
A state of shock.
Yeah. All right, so good list, right? You liked it.
I liked it pretty well.
Yeah, 6 of 7. We're good.
Come on, babe. If you're going to take the other 6, you've got to take the 7th one.
That's what she said.
For the cultural references, I'll take the 7th, but I don't like it.
All right, I got something for y'all, too. Let me cut that off. I got to go back for this, and then we got to take a break. Check it out. A listener did this. This is really creative. Check this out. My dumbass, I lost the email that said, please, if you're the one that did that, reach out. I need to get you some concert tickets. That is just freaking awesome, is it not?
That's too good.
We will pause for station identification. This is Mark in the Morning.
A little heads up. If you have to ask if she's old enough, she's probably not old
enough.
Yeah.
It needs to be pretty clear.
Yeah.
By the way, before we go to Todd, that last Periscope, Andy just told me this, the last Periscope from Bare Elegance, where Chick on the Street is learning how to, over 3,000 people were watching it live.
Total views, yeah. It's like 2,700 live and another 300 or 400 since then.
And we've got another one coming up at 20 minutes after the hour.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
Todd Donahoe Sports is brought to you by our good friends at Frontier Toyota. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, great morning, Mark. And as you know, that music means we're going to talk some NFL. But first off, I have to say a couple of things on a couple prior segments. One, what happens when Katie finds out that pole dancing pays more than radio? that's number one. And two, your top 7 songs from the 70s, no Casey and the Sunshine Band?
No, kid. It didn't really change the society that it was in, really.
What do you mean? They almost single-handedly killed off disco. So anyway, here we go. NFL. The Bills sign linebacker I.K. Enampali, the guy who broke Geno Smith's jaw a couple of days ago. So
who signed him?
The Bills, the Buffalo Bills. Their coach is Rex Ryan. Rex knows him because he's coming from the Jets, and so he figures I'll take a shot on it, and he goes. So anyway, he's already landed on his feet. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says St. Louis is an NFL city. If the Rams move to L.A., St. Louis should get another franchise, but they certainly want to do all they can to keep the Rams in St. Louis.
Well, you know what? On that note, I think that Oakland should get a football team.
Well, but they have a stadium issue. That's the whole thing. You know, if they have a stadium problem, that stadium there is not a very good NFL football stadium by today's standards.
What's the line of logic of, hey, we can't support this team and make them want to stay, so we should get another one? I don't understand that argument.
Plus, that was a joke and it fell flat. What I said was, I think Oakland should have a football team. Come on, people. Jesus, come on.
Oh, sometimes it just slides right by us when it's not funny.
It does. Anyway, Tom Brady and the NFL next court appearance is next Wednesday. Now, the Judge Berman, asked the NFL, where's the direct evidence that Brady was involved in Deflategate? And then also asked the Players Union, why would balls have been deflated without Tom Brady's knowledge? He desperately wants to get this thing settled. He doesn't want to have to make a decision. The court doesn't want to have to rule. He wants the two sides to come together. He also pointed out that Brady's stats in the second half were better with a more deflated, with a more inflated ball. And oh, and the other thing too, in the NFL, have you seen this? The courtroom drawings.
Yes, it's so good.
The courtroom drawings of the Tom Brady in the courtroom yesterday, drawn by a courtroom sketch artist named Jane Roseberg. She's taking a lot of heat because she made Tom Brady look like a Neanderthal man. one of the cavemen from the Geico commercial.
He looks like a Salvador Dali painting. He's totally melted. Check it. I'm going to show Mark this picture. There's somebody that put him next to one of the White Walkers from Game of Thrones. Look at this.
I mean, look, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know.
We should put that up on the website. It's sublime. It's so good.
She's taking some heat. Hey, by the way, the big thing NFL-wise, there's six NFL games tonight. Six NFL preseason games. I think two are on NFL networks, and no matter where you live, you can probably get them.
Ooh.
And one is Green Bay at New England. Jimmy Garoppolo is going to play. They say Brady will not play at all, but you got Green Bay at New England. So that's our NFL news for today. Oh, I've got some good baseball here for you. The Dodgers 3-0 winners over the Nationals. Clayton Kershaw, 8 innings, gives up 3 hits, no runs, 8 strikeouts, no walks. He got his 200th strikeout of the season. That's 6 straight seasons of 200 strikeouts or more, tying Sandy Koufax for their Dodger record at 6. And only one pitcher has more, and that's Tom Seaver with 9 seasons like that. The White Sox beat the Angels 3-2 and 13. Seattle, 3-0 winners over Baltimore in that game. Hisashi Iwakuma, no-hitter. Fourth no-hitter this season in Major League Baseball. And look out for the Toronto Blue Jays. They've won 10 in a row. They are 13-1 since trading for Troy Tulowitzki 2 weeks ago. Just 2 weeks ago, they were 8 games behind the New York Yankees in the American League East, and they are now in first place in the American League East. So, okay, that can only mean that the PGA is underway. And as we know, the big one we're going to be watching, okay, the big group going out this afternoon is Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, and Zach Johnson, okay? That's the big one. But Tiger Woods is already out on the course. He is 1 over after 6, tied for 55th. And the leaders are at -4, including Dustin Johnson, who played there very well there a few years ago when they had the PGA Championship as well. And
you know,
finally, we're going to do
Go ahead, Todd. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I actually have been thinking about Tiger of late, and that how difficult it must be for a former great to be struggling like he is right now.
I feel it every day of my life. I know exactly what you're saying. You're right, and I think the same way. It's like it's like the heavyweight fighter that stuck around for, one too many fights. Now, Tiger's still young. He should be able to come back. I mean, physically, he should be able to come back. But, golf is such a mental game as well because, the thing about golf, which makes it tough, is you control everything.
Yeah.
No one's telling you to hurry up and swing. No one's telling you you control exactly. I mean, the ball is right there. You do it. You're not reacting to a pitch. You're not reacting to a ball. You're not reacting to a tackler. You're not reacting to a defender. It's just you and the course, and it's tough. It's tough.
Todd, finally, who makes this?
Yeah. Hey, real quick, NBA schedule's coming out, Mark. Christmas Day, it's going to be Golden State hosting the Cavs, and the Clippers are against the Lakers on Christmas Day. The Lakers' first home game is October 28th versus Minnesota. Karl Anthony Towns, the number one draft pick. And then the Clippers' first game is at Sacramento on that same day, October 28th. So there you go, basketball fans. Who makes it possible? It is the good folks at Frontier Toyota, just 25 minutes from beautiful downtown Los Angeles and beautiful Valencia, California. Start your shopping at frontiertoyota.com.
Todd, have a good day on the links.
All righty.
See you, Todd.
Chick on the street at Bear Elegance in about 8 minutes. Remain where you are because we will be periscoping it. This is Mark in the Morning.
Well, this is not a boat accident. It wasn't any propeller. It wasn't any coral reef. And it wasn't Jack the Ripper. It was a shark.
Oh, boy.
A marine research group is calling it the biggest great white shark ever filmed. They're calling her Deep Blue. This great white shark was estimated to be 20 feet long.
Good God.
Have you not seen it?
I have. I just didn't know it was 20 feet long.
20 feet long, and they estimate her to be 50 years of age. And the big news, researchers believe that Deep Blue is pregnant. It said it's the fish is so big, it can't turn properly.
Oh, my God. How much would something like that weigh? It has to be a few tons.
Yeah. I mean, if you haven't Googled it, do it. Because there are people in a shark cage that are in the water with this thing, and it swims by, and it is, it looks like a whale.
Did you ever see the Planet Earth series where they went to South Africa and they look at great white sharks? Mm-hmm. They show it, you know, at regular speed, and you just see a you know, like a fish flop out in the distance. Right. They film it with high speed, like 10,000 frames per second camera, and they slow it down. One of those great whites breaches out of the water. I mean, it's completely out of the water, turns, opens its jaws, and goes back down in. It is the most awesome show of strength in nature I've ever seen. It's terrifying.
Wow. I'm going to look it up. All right. Katie is down at Bear Elegance. We're going to check in with her after America, and we are periscoping at little baby Kate's. Three girls are helping her. Daisy, Sierra, and was it Eve?
Uh-huh.
Andy's too busy watching.
I'm watching the
periscope.
Dude, it's too good.
Here's America on Mark in the Morning. So Katie has been spending the morning at Bear Elegance today with three of the dancers showing Katie the moves that keep you healthy on a stripper pole. What's the address on that, Andy?
The address is 8532 Sepulveda Boulevard. That's North Hills, California, 91343. You can call them at 818-893-5444 or visit them at BearElegance.com.
Andy is so busy looking at Periscope that he can't do his job. He can't hear the English language or anything.
Well, Dad.
What was that? What did you just say?
Go ahead, Katie. What?
Oh, I'm sitting. I'm sitting on a stripper's face. And she is spread eagle.
I lost connection to Periscope.
Oh boy.
Oh my so God! You're missing a show.
There's
she's touching my booty.
Yeah, it's all ooh, athletic.
Yes, that's what it is.
It's just this is aerobic activity.
Now, oh, Katie, yes. This morning, did you actually learn something about pole dancing? Did you learn something?
Yes, I learned that I need to be in much, much better shape. I learned that I can't get my body up past, I can't get my feet past my head like I should. It would be easier
like
if
I should.
It would be easier if I were naked, but I, you know.
For well, no, there's an idea.
You know, I figured mother wouldn't love it, so mm-hmm. I've kept my top on the whole time, but apparently skin to pole would make it easier for me to do. Oh, but my name is Butterfly.
Oh, did they name you?
They named me.
Oh, how that's cool is great. That? Butterfly, yeah. I like it.
I like what I see every time I look down, which is a lovely, lovely, lovely lady in a bikini looking up at me.
Just so you know, Katie, Danny is having the time of his frickin' life.
He's standing next to me, so,
yeah, I see.
You know?
All right, well, Katie, it's about time for us to do some business. Why don't you thank your friends for letting you come down?
Thank you guys so much. Here, let me get off of your face. I don't even know what to say at this point, you guys. Thank you so much. Oh, and by the way, they gave me a pair of shoes that I get to keep. So now I have a nice, gorgeous pair of clear shoes that have some rhinestones.
Oh, they're giving
them.
You those?
Yeah, wow. I'll be wearing
those. Those are
them.
Outrageous.
Yeah, I'll be wearing them back to the station. Absolutely. Yeah, don't you worry.
Don't drive with those.
And what were your, say all of your names. And you're Daisy.
I'm Daisy.
And then
Sierra.
I'm Eve.
So Eve can do a lot of things in splits. Sierra can move her booty like I've never seen before in my life. And Daisy is so hot that I'm really not sure what I'm going to do about it.
Daisy can do anything she wants.
I just don't know. So, I mean, this has been one. I'm taking credit for this chick on the street because it was originally a joke. And I'm glad. I am so glad it happened. So you want my sign out?
Yeah. Did you thank the girls?
Yeah.
Were you watching Periscope, Mark?
Were you listening, Dad?
I kind of was.
Yeah.
Well, this now, is... Yes?
If you have not... If you didn't get a chance to see Periscope, it stays live for 24 hours. So you can go back and watch the two different Periscopes that Katie did today.
Yes.
Excellent job today, Katie.
Thank you, Dad. Aren't you proud of me?
Yes.
I am. thank you, Katie.
On a scale of 1 to 10, Dad, Daddy, how proud are you of your little girl?
10.
10?
Yeah.
10 out of 10. Perfect. Yeah. That's all I want.
Tell Daisy I'm proud of her.
Daisy, Andy is proud of you. She awkwardly giggled as she did. And then she said, thank you.
I get that a lot.
All right, Katie, give us your sign out.
This is Chick on a Pole checking out.
All right, let's conduct business. We're 20 minutes away from Did I Tap That? Stay where you are. It's Mark in the Morning. In the category of, you just can't make this crap up, I'm just going to read one sentence, and that's all you need to hear.
All right.
Police in South Carolina arrested a man for shoplifting after he allegedly walked out of a supermarket with some ribeye steaks that he had stuffed inside his colostomy bag.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God.
No. No. No.
That's a hate to hear it.
No. No. Why would you do that?
Well, I guess he was hungry.
Well, that kind of cuts out the middleman, doesn't it? Just take him home and throw him in the toilet. I mean, that's just...
On the other side of ZZ Top, I've got some Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner gossip that you might want to hear. Here's Legs on Mark in the Morning.
I need a drink of water.
When I look at you lately... I just want to smash your face in.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Well, according to Page Six, Ben Affleck managed somehow to convince his wife, Jennifer Garner, to watch their kids on their Bahamas vacation while he cheated on her with the nanny who was there to watch the kids on their Bahamas vacation.
What?
Well, this is gossip. This is all alleged.
Sure.
Affleck, an avid gambler, had initially asked the babysitter to join him on a flight back to L.A. from the Bahamas while his Jennifer stayed behind with their three kids. But along the way, he then convinced her to go to Vegas with him to a poker tournament. They even stopped and picked up Tom Brady for the trip. While in Vegas, Ben hid the babysitter the entire time. Unfortunately, it would seem Affleck's charisma only stretches so far. Jennifer Garner presumably woke up, realized she was nannying her own kids while simultaneously paying a full-time nanny to bang her husband. She freaked out and fired the babysitter.
Huh. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
If that's true... Wow, you gotta applaud the guy's industry. I mean, that's taking it to an Olympic level.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah,
Mr. Affleck, Ben, as it were. Okay, in case you do the emoji thing on your phone, check it out. Ha ha is the new LOL. LOL used to be the way we expressed laughter online and in text, but times are changing, and it seems the Laugh Out Loud acronym is over. 51% say ha-ha is the best way to express laughter now.
I agree with that. I have never personally believed that when someone types LOL, that they are in fact laughing out loud.
Right.
Yeah. I think they're sublimating their laughter into text.
Well, if it's a capital LOL, then it's for real.
Oh, is that right? If it's lowercase LOL, then it's just it's metaphoric.
Yeah,
and I didn't realize there were rules.
Oh yeah.
And LMAO. Oh, I'm really LMFAO. Oh, I'm really cracking up. And then there's roll on the floor laughing. That one is like, okay, I'm dead. I'm just dead from laughter.
Yeah. I do this so little. People send me those letters, and I don't even know what they mean.
See, I've taken ha-ha, and that's my school of thought. I'm definitely in the ha-ha camp, but I've moved it past that. I like to do a hee-hee.
I hate those.
And sometimes even
Think about yourself saying, hee-hee.
Yeah, mean, me just, too. Like, I think about that, too.
That's what everyone's thinking.
No, but yes. I like doing it, you know, more of a, no, it's not like the Michael Jackson hee-hee. No, it's more hee-hee. It's like a David Letterman hee-hee.
It's so cheesy. No, every time I say hee-hee, I just think, idiot.
And sometimes I'll even do a little more cornpone, her-hee. Yeah, that kind of thing.
I just do a lot of ha-has.
I'll admit, I do LOLs, and I don't think 98% of the time I'm not laughing.
You've never laughed out. See?
No, yeah, it's
a lie.
Me too.
It's a dirty lie.
Yeah, I'm just like, lol.
Well, Mikey's brother, and I didn't realize at the time, made me laugh out loud this morning. Linda showed me something that your brother had posted. It's a picture of me. They've got this movie coming out straight out of Compton.
Oh,
it's out
God.
This weekend. Mikey's brother put a picture of me, and below it went, straight out of my butt. I saw it, and I laughed out loud.
Yeah, he was all proud right. of that one.
We got a slice off. Now, I have one. Do you guys have a did I tap that?
Sure. Yeah, I've got one.
All right, now here's how we're going to do it. I'll explain it on the other side. Let's do business and we'll come back and I'll explain. This is Mark in the Morning.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
All right, so here's how this is going to work. We're each going to share a story, a true story, with you. And we're going to lead right up to the part where we either had sex or we didn't. And it's called, Did I Tap That? Now, we're going to include you, the listener. You can call right now, 888-696-1003. Like, say, Andy is going to tell his story. I'll take the first caller on line one, and you, the caller, have to decide, did he tap it or no? If you get it right, you get your choice from the booty box. 888-696-1003. After Tom Petty, it is a rousing round of Did I Tap That? Here's American Girl.
You proud?
On Mark in the Morning.
You proud today?
Very, very proud. Damn proud.
Just doodly doodly.
That is pure and simple doodly doodly. All right, it's time for a rousing round of Did I Tap That? Once again, we each are going to tell a story that's completely true. When we get to the part where the sex either did or didn't happen, we stop. We go to the phones, and if the caller guesses correctly whether the sex happened or not, they get their choice from the booty box. Jackie, are you going to engage calls for us?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the first one. Let's go to Oscar calling from Brea. Oscar, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Really good. All right, who wants to go first?
I can.
Oh, all right. By all means.
Okay. Now, Oscar, listen. You understand how the game works, right, Oscar?
I do.
Okay. Speak up for me. Mikey, go ahead.
All right. Hopefully my family's not listening. I was going to college. It was actually my first week at San Diego State, and it was my first big college party, and, you know, drinking and doing some other stuff, and girl was looking at me pretty much the whole night, and she was not attractive at all. Did not like her. But, you know, the more drinks I got in me, I decided, all right, in my first week in college, first college party, I'll go up to her. Went up to her. We danced, you know, made out. Went back to my dorm room. And did I or didn't I?
Oscar from Brea, did Mikey knock it out or not?
You know, I've been there a couple of times, and I'm going to say he did not.
You are correct. She went to the bathroom. I somehow sobered up, and I made it seem like I passed out.
Wow. Well, Oscar, congratulations. Jackie will guide you through whatever's in the booty box. Well played, Oscar.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, let's move down to Tony.
All right.
Jackie, do you have a story?
First of all, let's not forget we have to give some mentions and say what we're going to give them, okay?
Oh, okay.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, so should read some of this stuff down.
Yeah,
we got ZZ Top at the LA County Fair.
Boom, that's what it is. All right, on to the next story.
All right.
All right, Jackie, here, I'll do it. All right, we're going to Tony from Fullerton. Tony, you understand how the game works, right?
Yes.
Okay. Jackie, do you have one?
Can Andy go first?
Sure. Andy, right. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, when Jessica Barth was in here a couple weeks ago, I told you that I was in acting class with her. This does not involve her, but one of our classmates in acting class, what happened to be, I'm not lying, this is 100% true, she's a Brazilian supermodel. No, excuse me, Colombian supermodel. If you're Colombian, you would know the name of the person that I'm talking about. But she was in this acting class, smoking hot. And she had, we did a scene, like the first scene we did together was one of a couple that was having a fight. She slapped me across the face.
Ooh.
And it really landed. And I was a little turned on.
You're still kind of rough from it now.
But that's some backstory. What happened then was a couple weeks later, she said, can you help me? I've got this, I have this audition where I'm playing a mother, a mom, a single mom, and she has a teenage boy who she becomes involved with one of his friends. And that boy comes over and they smoke marijuana in her bedroom and they fool around a little. She said, well, she knew that I had gone to college. And so she said, I'm worried. I've never smoked marijuana. I don't know how to make it look, you know, convincing. I was wondering if you would mind coming over and, you know, improvising some scenes and working through some scenes. And did I Tony? Go over and do that or did I not?
Tony, did he or didn't he?
First of all, you would have to believe that a Colombian supermodel would want to be with you. And I'm just not buying it.
What? You know what?
I like this guy.
I don't think I like his tone.
I think Tony wins no matter what.
Yeah.
So, Tony, did you say no?
No.
Okay, no. What is it?
I was engaged to Laura at the time, and I knew that if I set foot in that home, I would either embarrass myself or satisfy myself.
Yep.
Tony.
And so I did not. But I don't like his tone. Tony. Jesse, where you named Tony.
Mark.
Yeah.
Can I have a second? I just wanted to let you know that David Gilmour, when he does his concert on the 27th of March, that's going to be my 52nd birthday, and I'd love tickets for that.
You're getting Chicago tickets and Boss Skaggs at the LA County Fair September 27th.
Should have thought about that before you got lippy, Tony.
That's all right. That's all right. Good enough.
Tony, the best to you, brother. Thanks for calling.
I've heard.
He gave you the business, is what he did.
I didn't like that.
All right. So now we go to Johnny. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Jackie, are you ready?
I'm ready. Mom,
let's
dad,
go, Jackie.
Mom, dad, repeat. Mom, dad, step parents, don't listen. Okay, so I met this guy when I went out with my friends, and I've never had anybody that was like a hunk of burning love. I mean, he was delicious, and he looked, tattoos, long hair, just what I like, light skin, and he looked like Johnny Depp, and I was like, damn! So I got the courage, went up to him, and we exchanged phone numbers, and the next day he called me, and he said, hey, I'm going to make enchiladas, which, dumb, of course I'm going to go over. Do you want to come over and, you know, drink and hang out at my place? I said, sure. So I went to his place, and after dinner, he laid on his couch, and he looked sexy. And he goes, come here, baby, hop on pop. And did I or didn't I?
Wait. He said, come here, baby, hop on pop.
Yeah.
He quoted Dr. Seuss?
He did.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Now, Johnny, we need to get your official answer because I want to answer this as well.
All right. I am going to say you did not hop on pop.
I'm going to say you clearly did.
You are wrong. I did not hop on pop. Who does he think he is? Like,
now, what kind of pickup line is that?
Yeah, that and just enchiladas and first date.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Did he have a wallet in his pocket?
So, Jackie, you're saying if he didn't speak, he would have won you over. Because the enchilada right there, I mean, that's...
No, I'm saying those things take time and I'm special. I'm special, special, so special.
Well, so far, we've had three contestants, and all three won. Let's go to Bradley. I'm the last one. Bradley, Santa Fe Springs. Bradley, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Really good. All right. Did I tap it? I was probably 22 or 23, early days in radio, and this is the kind of thing where you don't have one job, you have several. I was not only an on-air guy, I was a music director as well. Uh-huh. And I had to go to Atlanta, and when you're a music director, you get called by the reps from the record companies, and they kiss your butt and do anything they can to get you to play the music that they're representing. Sure. So I was in Atlanta, flown in by Warner Brothers, and to just have a weekend and enjoy. And one of the record reps was taking me out to dinner, and we were going to be joined by another record rep that I didn't know. So we're arriving at the restaurant just as the other record rep is pulling up in a car, and he's got a girl in the car with him. And as they're getting out of the car, he introduces us to her. She apparently is not really his girlfriend, but they've been seeing each other. Yeah. And she flew into town to see him for the weekend, and she just arrived. And so I was introduced to her. And I could tell they had been drinking. They went to a restaurant, a bar, before they came to us for dinner. So we went in, and she was being very, very nice to me. And we go in, and we're sitting at the table, and we're having a cocktail, and she's just staring at me. And we had a martini, and I excused myself. I'm going to go out to the parking lot, and I'm going to have a cigarette. So I'm literally leaning up against the car that I was brought in, smoking the cigarette, and I hear the door of the restaurant open and close, and I look, and it's this girl. And she walks up to me, and she is staring at me as I'm smoking this cigarette. She then leans in and kisses me. Did I tap it, Bradley, or not?
I'm going to go, you did not.
I have never in my life so not wanted to see the door of the restaurant open again. It was the boyfriend who knew what was up, and he came because this was going down. And he came and got her. Damn it.
Wow.
That one hurts to this day.
The takeaway from all of this is all of us are strikeouts.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a bunch that didn't. I chose to go with that one. But we'll do this again. Bradley, congratulations. You get your choice from the booty box.
Awesome.
All right, see you soon.
Such as things as the B-52s at the Hollywood Bowl. There you go.
Go ahead, run them down.
Okay, a pair of tickets to the Hollywood Bowl fireworks finale and the B-52s Psychedelic Furs on September the 11th. Tickets on sale for that one now.
Coming up, we're going to be speaking with Carlos Santana and his son Salvador. Plus, we have a listener, Jeff. He's on the phone right now. He wants to do something, anything, to win tickets for his wife. So we'll be taking that call and see how it goes. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. That's going to wrap it up for the Thursday edition. We're heading out. Uncle Joe's heading in. What does the 10 at 10 have for us?
You realize Andy strained his groin with that pole thing?
Oh, my God. By the way, Danny just texted me. Yeah. He said, we're still here. They're giving us a free show.
Oh,
whoa.
He's not coming back.
So my 10 at 10 is nothing like that. It's the same year Ferris Bueller's Day Off came out. Maybe it is the same.
Yeah.
1986. 10 songs from 86 up here in just a moment.
Life goes by fast. If you don't stop and look at it, it could pass you by.
Well, let me apologize ahead of time. This Sunday is the 38th anniversary of the passing of Elvis, and I'm a big Elvis fan. And so I've already checked with David. He said, okay, I'm going to go over the top sharing some very cool Elvis stuff with you. Even if you don't like him, I think you're going to dig some of this stuff. Plus, the Elvis frenzy, we're going to focus on songs that he recorded for his movies. He made 31 of them. Plus, box office, Gray Drake is going to pop in and tell us what she thinks of all the movies coming out this weekend in your local theater.
Sweet. Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio, and you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.